National Football. You better not forget that song, right? That song's with you forever, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
Now, are you back in Fayetteville?
Are you back on the ground?
Are you back in Fayetteville, or you're in Arizona? Where are you at today?
I'm actually in Arizona right now. I'll be here for another week, just training, getting prepared for the pro day. Plan on doing bench and pro agility and all that at pro day.
Yeah, I was going to ask, for those who don't know, so you went to the Senior Bowl down in Mobile. How do you think you did down there? What was your result, you think, down there?
Yeah, I think I finished the week really well. You know, started a little slow, but my last few days of practices and that game, I played really well. So, yeah, I feel like I did exactly what I wanted to do at Senior Bowl, and I feel like it kind of carried on the combine as well.
I know that you – I remember saying, I think you had a sack or two there late in the game, so good job there. You go to the combine – I was going to ask you this. So this is where everything, Roger and Justin, you know, it's all about measurables. Uh-huh. So they measured you at 6'6", 264. Is that about what you thought you were? You know, sometimes I hear people say you're 6'7", or whatever, and sometimes people will fudge in media gods. Is that about what you – were you happy with 6'6", 264?
Yeah. I mean, they measure you. They get all the measurables there. So they got you, I mean, no clothes on, no shoes. They don't even let you wear socks, and they're trying to – make you as short as possible. So I was happy with 6'6", and then, so I mean, basically increased to about 6'7", which is kind of where I thought I was at. And then weight, I mean, you're all the way down to underwear, so you're as wide as you can be as well. So
His arms, Justin and Roger, his arms were 33 and a quarter. So I that's almost as tall as Roger. And
It may be taller.
But the big thing,
if I have to get dressed like he did, it's taller.
The main thing, obviously, you ran a 4.68 40 before we get to the vertical jump. What were you hoping you would run? 4.68 is not bad for 6'6", 260, but were you hoping for like a 4.6 flat? Is that where you're trying to get to when you're running on your pro day?
Yeah, my goal was a lower 4.6. Try sneaking into the 4.5, but you know, I mean, I'm pretty, I guess, happy with where I was at. I've been testing around that 4.68 range, so I can't complain about where I've been testing around. So it, I mean, I'm happy with it. I feel like it went pretty good. I don't think I'm gonna run it again at pro day, just because after discussing with my agents and everything, I feel like it was a really solid time for my size and everything. So I think I'm just gonna stick with that 40 time.
Well, the one that got everybody's attention is your vertical jump. I think I heard that you knew that you would come in around a 38. Now, it's one thing. Listen, 40. First of all, 40th vertical jump. Yeah. Justin, he's our big. You know, you're our big basketball guy.
Yeah, 40th vertical jump. That,
what's that?
By 2.5 inches.
What's that? Yeah, you blow that away. I mean, 40 inches, Landon, for anybody, much less a guy who's 6'6", 260. So I know you were very happy with that, and that got a lot of people's attention throughout the league there on that day.
And I'm 5'4", 164, so you should feel good about where you're at.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, did you know when you hit 40 what that meant to you? In other words, if most of the people thought you were going to be 38, it was going to go, wow. And, you know, again, that doesn't mean you're going to be a better football player, but it also shows your explosiveness, shows your athleticism. And as a matter of fact, I saw a tweet by one of the reporters there. There's a buzz throughout the building that you hit 40 and a half inches on your jump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's, I was really, really happy with that. You know, I mean, going in with the mindset of 38, thinking 38, really praying for 38, because I was sitting, I actually hit 36, 37 in training, so would have been really happy with 38. And then to pass that was big time. I could kind of feel the energy from, I guess, scouts, teams, everybody there. It was really impressive. And, I got a pretty strong basketball, volleyball background. So that definitely plays into, I guess, my jumping ability.
Yeah, let that be a lesson to all the young athletes out there. Don't skip leg day.
Yeah, that's a great explosiveness. And as you mentioned, no bench press or three-cone drill or 20-yard shuttle. Obviously, you have the pro day coming up. How many teams did you talk to individually? And Josh, our producer, was wondering, did you get any crazy questions from teams? Sometimes at this combine process, there's some pretty nutty things that are thrown at the players. What was that experience like, and how many teams did you think you talked to while you were there?
Yeah, I actually met with I met with the Washington Commanders and the Bills formally, and then informally I met with, I think it was around 15, 16 of the teams. So I met with a pretty decent amount, but the formal ones were Washington and the Bills.
Well, obviously those are two outstanding franchises. Obviously what Washington did last year was impressive. Dan Quinn is a defensive coach. I know you don't care where you go. Obviously we'll talk about that in a second, but no crazy question, nothing about your personal background, nothing?
There actually wasn't. Like I was so prepared for all of that. Like from I guess my agents had me set up on a lot of different I guess media training, just with previous GMs, stuff like that. But, yes, I was prepared for the worst, the most crazy questions, and I didn't get anything, really. It was just football in my upbringing from where I'm from and everything.
Before we let you go, I know that you don't care that whoever obviously drafts you will be the team that you play for, but growing up, if you could have picked a team as a kid to play for, to play in the NFL, would it have been the Cowboys? Would it have been the Saints, just this region where you grew up, or would it have been another team?
Yeah, if I got to pick from when I was a kid, it would have probably been the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I grew up a big Ray Lewis fan, so super big on the Ravens back then. So that was something that I would have definitely wanted growing up. But, you know, now you're kind of like you said, kind of cool with whatever, you know, just excited for the opportunity.
Have they given you any indication, your agent, about where you might be drafted? Will you be first round? Will you be second round? Obviously, it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark. But at this point, do you have any idea? I know everything you do maybe at that pro day may improve that, but has your agent given you an idea where you think you're going to go?
Yeah, sitting between late first, early second, so around that 20 to 40 range.
Yeah. Well, man, listen, we're excited for you, and it's been fun for us to be able to talk to you each week, you know, for 2 years now. And you're going to be a great pro, no question about it. You'll get better every year because you know what it takes to work, and we appreciate you jumping on with us. We may talk to you maybe right before the draft or maybe right after the draft just to get your reaction, if you don't mind. But congratulations on a great combine.
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers. Yeah, Justin wants you on the Steelers. But continued success, Landon. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yep, appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.